In Latvia, Parliament has come up with an unusual, if draconian, plan to curb teenage binge drinking. It has voted to ban the sale of alcohol everywhere in the country for a whole day. The owners of shops, bars and restaurants think the scheme is absurd, but politicians are unrepentant. And the day when it's all going to happen, September the 1st. From Riga, Jedis Josis reports.
The 1st of September in Latvia marks not only the beginning of a new school year, it also serves as a reminder of a worrying habit among teenagers. Although Latvian law prohibits the sale of alcohol to people under the age of 18, every year the outdoor cafes, bars and parks fill up with teenagers drinking alcohol, and some of them don't know when to stop. Around a dozen of them have been hospitalized after heavy drinking on this day in each of the past 2 years. Sermita Tikusta says enough is enough. She is the member of parliament who introduced the legislation completely banning the sale of alcohol on the first day of school.
The main aim is to spark a debate, which should help us find the best possible solution. But I want to stress that if those who sell alcohol hadn't been doing so to those who are underage, we wouldn't have needed this law.
Tikusta says that Latvia should follow examples set by other European Union countries, like Sweden, which have tighter restrictions on the sale of alcohol. But not everybody agrees. Martin Šrītiņš is a chef who operates a fancy restaurant in Riga. He says he was shocked when he heard this law had been passed.
My impression is, how come somebody like that got elected that doesn't think things through to the complete end? I think it's the most silly thing I've ever heard.
Šrītiņš fears that the ban will result in lost business because on September 1st, the restaurant will not be able to offer a glass of wine to its customers. In fact, an estimated 20,000 workers are expected to be told to stay home on the 1st of September. Šrītiņš says the politicians may as well ban the sale of beer during the Summer Solstice Festival.
Okay, then the other question is, well, why don't they ban alcohol on the 23rd and 24th of June, on the 31st of December? That's when most trouble starts, just because a few kids get intoxicated, they're going to ban everything. You just imagine if you go into the hotel, the minibar's empty. I mean, stupid. I mean, there's no other word for it. It's stupid.
Critics of the ban say it will only serve to make pupils more determined to get their hands on alcohol. 14-year-old Eliza Folka is in the 8th grade at a school in Riga.
I think it's total crap. No matter whether there is a ban or not, teenagers will go out and buy drinks. They'll be able to get booze a day or even a month before their day of school. I don't think a ban makes any sense. Last year, for example, I went to my friend's home on the 1st of September. We smoked a water pipe and drank cider. We drank a liter and a half of it.
At the same time, the Latvian Parents Association is pleased with the ban. The head of the organization, Kārlis Boldiševits, says that it should improve the situation. But he admits that there are also drawbacks, like the fact that it means that adults too won't be able to purchase alcohol on the day.
I think that the best solution would be to give more power to municipalities. They should be authorized to restrict the sales of alcohol on the 1st of September or any other day at particular places. This was already done so with gambling when the municipalities were given the power to impose limitations. This might make people more receptive to the restrictions.
The legislation banning the sale of alcohol on September 1st was passed 7 months ahead of the next general election, and the timing has led many to express doubts about the real motives behind the parliamentarians' sudden concern about teenage drinkers. The bill still has to be signed by the president before it can come into force. He still hasn't said whether he plans to do so. Jadars Dieuzis, Deutsche Welle Radio, Riga.